today. I'd like to begin with an important statistic that UNICEF believe illustrates the vital and urgent importance of investing in the minds and futures of the world's youngest citizens. Last year, an estimated 29 million babies were born in conflict-affected areas. Imagine what these young lives have witnessed and will witness. Imagine the impact of violence, displacement, and a lack of stable services like education, early childhood care, on their developing minds. The first 1,000 days of a child's life are critically important. That's when brain connections happen at the most rapid pace. But a trauma of conflict and displacement interrupts that development. Science shows that prolonged, repeated exposure to traumatic events releases an overflow of cortisol, the fight or flight chemical that we all have. In small doses, cortisol protects us, but too much of it can break down vital neural connections and inhibit new ones from forming. This toxic stress can have devastating consequences on young developing brains. This comes at an enormous cost, not only to children themselves, but to their families and ultimately their societies. At September UN General Assembly, the world came together to call for an urgent investment and action for early childhood development in humanitarian settings, especially for refugees who are fleeing the fighting. And these children, their parents, and caregivers need urgent and immediate support in refugee and host communities alike. As these conflicts endanger their present lives, we must not allow them to endanger or limit their futures too. Like every child everywhere, they deserve an opportunity to develop, learn, and lend their hands to shaping a better, more peaceful future for themselves and their societies. That is why UNICEF fully supports the Global Framework for Refugee Education and its calls to increase funding, to improve services and national policies, to take the needs of the youngest refugees into account, and to strengthen collaboration among our agencies. Over the years, UNICEF has built up a lot of experience and expertise in programming to support the early development of refugees in host countries. In Jordan, for example, UNICEF's 158 Makani centers, or MySpace, bring together education support services, counseling, and life skills to directly support these young developing minds. 39% of all children in the program are Syrian refugees. Located in both camps and host communities, these centers are showing great results. Better socialization and peer interaction, improved ability to articulate thoughts and feelings, and dramatic reductions in stress. We've also developed early childhood development kits that give parents, caregivers, and teachers information and learning tools to nurture children's brains. Last year, we distributed over 17,000 of these kits across 84 countries. We reached more than 476,000 children with plans to reach even more this year. In Uganda, for example, in the Bidibidi refugee settlement, home to both Ugandan nationals and South Sudanese refugees, these kits are supplementing practical toy making workshops, art sessions, and parenting education sessions. Children are not only learning skills, they're learning how to interact and express their feelings in a positive and constructive manner. But it's also very clear to all of us that we must do better and we must do more. UNICEF is making two pledges today. One, to enhance the ECD kits with even more play materials and training tools that support improved development outcomes. And two, to reactivate and co-lead the Interagency Network for Education and Emergencies ECD task team with our partners, IRC. This will include a new field guide to help our staff and partners develop these programs in humanitarian settings, and new minimum standards for ECD in emergencies that take into account the specific needs of refugees. The Global Compact on Refugees reminds us that every child deserves every chance to develop to their full potential. As a matter of rights, and as a matter of a practical pathway to better and hopefully more peaceful and stable future, expanded ECD in emergencies can play a critical role in building this future. And UNICEF is proud to walk this pathway with our partners here today. Thank you.